Paul Bunting Communications postgame show continues. I believe the coach is now with us. Brent, there were a lot of good things, I thought, from your team tonight. There were a lot of areas in which you can improve tonight, and I guess that's what you expect in week one, is it not?
Yeah, very disappointing way to play. You know, I've said it since I've been here, you got to play clean and not have penalties, and it was one of the most undisciplined games that I've seen in my 18 years here. So take that on the coaching staff, number one. Number two, we got to just be smarter, walk away from things, and just play the game.
I thought you did improve on that aspect, though, in the second half.
Yeah, we did. We know you can't give Winona, who's a very good team, first downs continually. We did that in the first half, did it a couple times in the second half, and you got to make some 50-50 ball, you know, deflections or plays in the ball on the defensive side of the ball, and that was big. You know, you look back, I called the fake, didn't work, gave him 7 points there. Just from coaching to missing opportunities on execution to, you know, penalties, was just a very ugly game.
Well, if you're going to call a fake, you want to call it when the opposition is not expecting, and that's definitely the time that they're not going to be expecting it. Still, you're still down by three there at the end, so it didn't completely swing things completely out of your favor. But your offense, when they had rhythm, certainly looked like they're going to be pretty darn good. How much of that is making sure that they can stay in rhythm? And I mean, there were, I believe, three delay games tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we just continually shot ourselves in the foot, and it just seemed like that every time we got a little momentum or we got some opportunities to move fast, we would slow ourselves down with penalties. So we certainly had the components. I mean, we, at the end of the game there, still, you know, we're down by 10. You know, we had an incomplete pass where really, I don't know if the guy tipped it or Van Ness just got through his hands, which, you know, could have made it a 3-point game with 5 minutes to go, and just again, just didn't make a play when we had to do it.
A couple of late hits aside, you certainly had good pursuit from your defense tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly trained to play hard, and they did play hard, and we did a good job stopping their run. I give Winona credit. I mean, their offensive line did an extremely good job protecting the quarterback. I honestly don't think we got a real legitimate shot on them in the second half. We heard him a few times, but their quarterback did a great job in the first half, came out, they had a good game plan, and we made some adjustments and got a couple turnovers, got us back in the game, and then we just could not get over the hump of making a play when we had to, when Winona would make a play, or we just couldn't close the gap and have the opportunity to have the ball and take the lead or even tie it at that point.
Your offense returned so many guys that have contributed in the past, but certainly newcomer Andrew Lukowski looks like he's going to be pretty darn good for you.
He's a gifted kid. He can catch it out of the backfield. He runs around, and he's right up there. And Mikey Washington was a little ding today, and Ty, he was, you know, I think they all bring some attributes that are good. But yeah, Andrew is certainly a guy that fits into our system. It reminds me a little bit of, again, a kid that can catch and be a mismatch guy. So we're going to continue to hopefully increase his role on the team.
The good thing is you didn't just get flat-out beat. The stuff can be fixed, and certainly got about 10 days to do so.
Yeah, that's for sure, and it's going to be a very bitter ride home, long ride home, and I think the kids understand that. If we would have played clean, and I think the outcome could have been different. Hats off to Winona. They had a good game plan, and they certainly do have a really good defense. They do. They're going to be one of the tops in the conference in the country again. But we just you need to play better. I don't know how else to put else beyond that, Schultz. It's not real sexy or anything, but if we don't play better and we don't, you know, take care of things more on our side, as, you know, with the turnovers, and it's really just the penalties. It was absurd. So that's what we need to do. And if I think, honestly, if we'd have been able to do that, I think the outcome would have came out a little bit different.
See you next week, Coach.
You bet. Bye.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.